Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour, and then, as always, on Tuesdays, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Chris.
And you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get about 30 to 40 seconds to do it. So get your takes ready. Rob, who did you trash?
I trashed Davante Adams for his move to the Raiders. It's early. 0-3. We'll see how this season plays out. But so far, he can't be that thrilled about how things have gone in his move to Las Vegas. And Chris, real quick, right. I want to show you I have a package that I just got in the mail. Oh, can you see the date? I'm going to try to – can you see the date? Look right there.
No. I mean, okay. Just tell me.
You know what the date is?
just tell me.
I was just, what I mean on the screen, on the video, I was just trying to say the package was supposed to be delivered two-day mail – Tuesday, December 21st.
What? Almost a year?
This is a Christmas present from December 21st. No lie, that I got today from FedEx.
Wow. Who from a friend sending to you?
Yep, for Christmas. I just got it.
Wow.
Ain't that crazy? That's why I wanted
That's
to show
ridiculous.
You this. It
that
says Tuesday, ridiculous. December 21st. At 4:30, two-day mail. So he paid for two-day mail, and I just got it in almost to be October.
Wow. Well, I ordered something in the mail. It wasn't a present. But I ordered it probably 2.5-3 months ago. I haven't gotten
Still
it.
Still gotten it?
I don't know if it's... I've almost kind of given up hope, you know?
But, did you get a refund yet? Did you go to contact them?
No, I didn't do any of that. They sent me something about a month ago saying it was on its way. I think the mail, though, like you said, stuff is getting caught up, man.
Alex, how do you get your packages in the plain brown wrapper when you get stuff, when you mail order?
No, I do not, Rob.
Well, Chris, I know that you don't like, you know, taking advice because you're a mature gentleman, but uh-oh. I know this is probably even beneath you a little bit. But if I was you and I had 1.5 million Twitter followers,
yes,
I would tag whatever that company is and say, hey, I don't know if you know who I am,
but I'm Chris Broussard
and I haven't got this package. I promise you, you'll get it like in a couple of days and you might get something else for free.
Rob
just
G,
saying.
How many times have you seen me do that with the airlines when I'm
all
delayed?
The time. All the time. It's like, oh, why did Rob tag Spirit Airlines in this tweet? I can only wonder.
1,000 followers. I
mean. Yeah, you know, I have a grassroots. You know, mine are real because they love me.
You always
know, like,
say that. I ain't even technologically sound enough to get fake Twitter followers. Shoot, I don't know how it works.
I'm
appreciative to all 1.5 million of y'all. Yes. All right, anyway, Rob, let's get this thing rolling. Russell Westbrook, of course, one of the big stories in the NBA, you know, is he going to be traded? Is he going to stay with the Lakers? Is he going to start? Is he going to come off the bench? Well, Darvin Ham, the new first-year coach, was asked about Russ's role today. Was it today or yesterday? But anyway, here he is.
On that note, with Russ, do you see him as the definitive starter this season, or have you entertained the possibility of bringing him off the bench?
We're a ways away. I mean, we got several options. You know, obviously, we signed Dennis. We signed Pat Bev. We got a healthy Kendrick Nunn, along with Russell himself, Austin Reeves. So we have a variety of options to fulfill in our backcourt. But again, as I mentioned, defensively, we got to have a defensive mindset. Those are the guys that's going to get the minutes, guys who are going out there to get stops. And he said he's told me personally he's going to commit to that side of the ball, and that's what camp is for. We'll see. But we have more than enough options that we're comfortable with.
A former MVP who had triple doubles 4 straight years in the NBA. What?
You're not buying it,
Chris.
Defense or the bench?
The whole thing. Come on, those are scrambled eggs. And they're runny. What are you talking about?
Well, in November, he'll be 34 years old. This is my thing. And this is his 15th year. Rob, I don't think we've ever seen a player who wasn't much of a defender throughout his career ever become a good or great defender in
their 15th
year. Thank you,
Chris. Thank you. It doesn't happen. So the conversation about this makes no sense to me. It just doesn't. Because you're right. You know what you have in him. Darvin Ham was just talking, Chris, a while ago about how he was going to be he was going to turn this around for him. Right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Talk, that speech. Now we don't know because we have so many options. Really?
Yeah, I mean, look, from what I've read from even Russ, his own comments, he's saying all the right things. He's saying that he's been
in conversations with Darvin.
Well, I think you're smart. You know, he's saying he's had several conversations with Darvin. We know he's been at the facility. He was there when Darvin was announced as the coach, if I remember correctly. He was there when Pat Bev had his press conference. Apparently, they are good friends, and they've been, you know, talking and all that. And he's even said, Rob, he would do whatever is necessary, including, I mean, I don't know if he's used those terms, but basically he's been asked, you know, would you even come off the bench? He's like, whatever. There's a story he did with ESPN, Woj wrote it, where Woj asked him something to the effect of, what's it feel like not to be wanted by the team, or do you think they want, I think it was, do you think the Lakers want you? And he said, it don't matter. My job's to go, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it was basically my job's to go out there and play. Whether they want me or not is irrelevant. I got to go and do my job. Now, Rob, I love that attitude. That is a tremendous attitude. Rob, every player should have that attitude, right?
But you can't, I agree with you, but you know it cuts deep. Like, to have this career that he's had, you just said it. He's a top 75. He did something nobody else could do in the league for 50 years. He's won an MVP, earned it, okay?
Right.
Earned it.
Right.
No gift, earned it. And now you're going to be on your fifth team in 5 years. Is that what it is? Or fourth team in 4 years? What is it?
Well,
OKC, where else did he go? Houston,
Washington,
Lakers. And now if he goes to another place, Chris, five teams in 5 years, a top 75 player. It can't feel good.
I think that could be an argument, depending on how he responds to it. But that could be an argument for him to do what the Lakers want him to do. Like, because you've been humbled. I mean, Carmelo was big and bad a few years ago, right? MLP, they want me to come off the bench. You believe this?
These dudes
are crazy.
Right.
Right? A couple months later, he at home watching the NBA like the rest of us. And now he's gladly coming off the bench. You know what I'm saying? And so, I'm not saying Russ is there, Rob. I don't think he is. I think Russ is Russ is one of the most misunderstood players of our generation. I really believe that. In that, I think he's a really good guy. I mean, Rob G told us a story yesterday, Rob, about, you know, Pat Bev, because of some, you know, he was just over hustling. The whistle had blown and Pat Bev is just doing Pat Bev things. Remember that? And he injured Russ's knee when he was in Oklahoma City. And after that, before they make up, Russ buys him, his sister, tickets to the game. And then tells him about, and they're cool. Like, Rob, Russ was sixth. I don't think people think, obviously, I don't think he's a very smart basketball player.
But I
think a lot of people take that to mean he's probably not that smart, period. He was sixth in his class, high school graduating class, academically. Like, I think he's very misunderstood. And Rob, somewhat because of him, right? He doesn't really let people in. He hasn't really been, you know, great with the media and just to show them what he's like. Some of it's on him, but
some of it, Chris, and his responses. You remember last year?
Right.
This ain't that important to me. Going home to be a father and taking care of my kids. You know, when people hear that,
right?
And no one's saying that's what everybody has to do, Chris.
Right.
That's not what we're asking you. We're asking you about your play on the court tonight. That's all.
Right.
We're not wrecking you as a father, a husband, and your, you know, how you live your life. The topic is basketball. That's all we're asking you.
But see, I think that's a defense mechanism. I think that's when you're struggling at your career, right? When your things aren't going well. I mean, to be honest, that's how you console yourself. Man, now they think I can't hoop, right? I'm getting trashed. I'm a top, like you said, Hall of Famer, top 75. People trashing me like I can't even play. Every day they on TV saying I'm the reason we suck. And you console yourself in, man, you know what? I got a great life. I got more money than I could dream of. I got a great wife, kids. And I get that. I don't think that's wrong. You're right. I'm not going to let my job ruin my life, even if I'm failing at it. And so I understand that. But you're right. People don't want to hear it.
But I get where
he's coming from. But I get it. Because not all of us. We do, because you and I are in the public eye as well. But most people don't have to answer questions
about their job.
Performance. How bad or good they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I'm not mad at him. But you're right. People, they don't necessarily want to hear that. But Rob, I think the question is this. So my point I was trying to make about his personality is that I think he may very well mean, Rob, what he's saying, right? That he's willing to do whatever they want, even if it's coming off the bench. I just don't know if he'll be capable. I just don't know, to your point, after you've been an icon, one of the best players of this generation and one of the best players ever, can you, and you still physically can kind of do what you used to do for the most part, are you going to be able? Yeah, man, he's how many, what is he, 50 times the player Patrick Beverly is? 20, 30 times the player Dennis Schroeder is? Right. And he's going to accept coming off the bench behind him?
Well, and you remember, I saw it firsthand in Detroit. It was the end of AI's career. Him and Rip Hamilton. Rip Hamilton was like, I won a championship in Detroit. Yeah, you know, I know AI's a great player, but why am I coming off the bench? He's coming here to our team where we've won. He had won Jack. And it became an issue, Chris. It really became an issue. And if AI could have accepted it and come off the bench and lit it up, you know what I mean, during that time, he could have played 4 or 5 more years. He just wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. He could have been a really good bench player. But, you know, that's a great example, because I think, Rob, if Russ even tries, I just think it'll be obvious. His body language will be bad. You know what I mean? It'll kind of be, you know, you'll be sitting there sulking on the bench. When the starter's not playing well, you'll be like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of, at least your gestures will be saying, do you believe this? Like, really? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you see it with people all the time. And I'm not even going to say, if I was in his position, I might not do that same thing. I might not be like, really? Really? Chris, this dude's playing ahead of me?
Didn't you say that when they re-signed Dan Patrick? Really? No, I'm just kidding.
That's you. All right. 877-99-05. 877-996-6369.
You should have seen the look on Chris's face when I said that.
Your turn to weigh in. Russell Westbrook. Oh, no, we're not doing the calls because you got no trash talking Tuesday.
Yes, no calls.
Oh, we got a fun topic coming up next. OBJ is like, bring in the grass. Now, what is take out the turf and bring the grass? You like that, Rob? You like
that? Was good.
Take out the turf and bring the grass. All right, we're brought to you by TireRack.com.
I'm gonna make a song for tomorrow.
Oh gosh, I created a monster. TireRack.com loves tires, and since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or a click away. The website's packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap. Like the Tire Decision Guide, here's how it works. You answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, such as the high-performance Hankook Venice tire, the all-season Optimo lineup, and the off-road capable Hankook DynaPro light truck and SUV tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of more than 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. It's awesome, y'all. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. You can't beat that. Tire installation on your terms. It's a game changer. I'm telling you. Go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks.
as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. And Rob, we saw last night in the Cowboys-Giants game that Sterling Shepard, the receiver for the Giants, tore his ACL in a non-contact injury, and he's out for the season. He tore it on the turf. And Odell Beckham Jr., who we know has suffered injuries and is out right now because of an injury, he tweeted after the injury, just get rid of all the effing, all of it effing together, bro. He's talking about the grass or the turf, AstroTurf. Billions made off this game. I can't understand why we can't play on grass. This ish is rough. Prayers up for my brother. It's just hurt my heart. You know, there's some expletives in there. Plus just some shoddy spelling. But that's how you read tweets. And the grammar ain't all that either. I mean, right. No period.
He a football player. Right. Leave him alone, Chris Broussard. Like,
I'm like, I mean, bro, if Odell Beckham Jr. is clearly smart. I mean, come on, bro. But anyway, we get the point. Rob, I got a take, but I don't know if you got a stronger take. So I'm going to say my thing. You and I have said this, and I think it's indisputable. For all the NFL's talk about caring about the health of the players, if you really, you don't care. I mean, sure, I'm not saying you want guys to get injured and all that. You want them to stay healthy to keep playing, of course. But if you really cared about the health, concussions, other injuries, you wouldn't have forced the 17th game. I love football. I'm fine with the 17 games, but I was fine with 16. All right? And so you did that to make more money. You've just increased the players' chances of getting hurt because they got an extra regular season game. So that's proof. But then this, Rob, the reason they play on turf, there are a handful of teams, Chicago and a few others that still have real grass. But the reason the majority of teams have turf, as I'm sure most people know, it's cheaper. It's easier to maintain and keep up in good shape. Grass is tough. Grass gets in bad shape. Grass is not easy to maintain week in and week out. Especially when the weather gets bad. But if you cared, Rob, about the health of the players, because here's the statistic. NFL players are 28% more likely to get injured, to suffer a non-contact injury on turf than they are on grass, real grass. So if you really just, if the player's health was your number one priority, or even really, really, really high up there, then you would lose a little bit of money to play on grass. So I get what OBJ's saying, and I've said for a while, Rob, I don't mind them going to grass. Game would be a little tad bit slower, but if it's healthier, I'm good with it.
Yeah, we all know it's a financial thing, Chris. It's just once you put that turf down, the upkeep isn't the same, and this is what happened. But there's a famous baseball quote, Chris. I don't know if you even know this. From Dick Allen, the slugger who played for the Phillies. And, you know, the old veteran stadium in Philadelphia had artificial turf. And he had a great quote. If a cow can't eat it, I don't want to play on it. Like, that is, I think that's perfect.
Right,
Dick Allen.
Right.
Because, you know, that's when they started to put that in for saving money. Put it in one time and we're good to go. We don't have, it's expensive to keep a field.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a lot of money with groundskeepers. And if you don't have to do that, that's why a lot of, because outdoor stadiums had it. It wasn't just like the Astrodome. We get it. Indoors, Chris.
Right.
And they
right.
even have stuff now that you could have real grass that you can have indoors. And then you pull it outside the stadium for it to get, you know, cut and
right.
sunlight and rain or whatever. And then you put it back to play on. Like, they have that. So it costs money. But the players are the
blame.
I'm always like, these are things that's worth fighting for. Chris just gave you the stat. 28% more likely to get hurt on artificial turf. That's reason to fight for that, Chris, in the collective bargaining. That is.
Right.
We're not playing on artificial turf. No.
Well, because, Rob, the collective bargaining is always about finances. And this could affect your finances. What if you go out there as a rookie and get hurt?
Cut your career short, right?
Absolutely. You know? And so I agree with you. And look, we just saw it with the NBA, right? The league wasn't going to get rid of Robert Sarver.
Nope.
Took the players and, you know, some advertisers and stuff like that, but mainly the players.
Players, they make a stink. You could get things done. You're the game.
Yep.
You're the game. I'm sorry. They're the game.
If more of them understood that, man, or just... You know, look, you're right. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if the NFL would just do it out of the goodness of their heart.
That ain't happening.
But if they won't, then force them to.
Exactly. All right.
Let's force them to. All right. We got Steve DeSager coming up with the update, and then it's Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Tom Brady, he's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right, it's trolling and rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and just in case the first time you're hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hit a troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
I only wonder what Chris Broussard has to say about this. Chris Broussard, your noted winner Jimmy G made his first start of the season last weekend and stepped right out of the back of the end zone and into NFL history as he joined Dan Orlovsky in an inauspicious group, quarterbacks who have committed a self-safety. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jimmy G took Orlovsky off the hook.
Ooh, I am trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Because number one, Orlovsky was not the only quarterback to ever do that. In fact, a great quarterback, Steve McNair, who was the MVP in 2003, he did it. But nobody really talks about McNair doing it. J.P. Lossman did it. There may have been even more that did it. But Orlovsky did it to such a degree. He ran about 15, 20 yards on the line, didn't even realize he was out of bounds, looked a bit fearful when he was running. And so I think that everybody's still going to look at that one as the most definitive play when you stepped out of bounds. So I think that still lives with him. I mean, it helped a little for the few days
maybe a week, but over time it'll still be Orlovsky who owns that.
Yeah. I agree with Chris. I'm trolling it.
Oh man. Hey.
The difference is Jimmy G went to a Super Bowl. Jimmy G won playoff games. Dan Orlovsky's career is wrapped into one play. That play because he hadn't done anything in the NFL. He got that job at ESPN because of the play, because they knew who his name was, not because he threw touchdowns or he won playoff games. Are you kidding me, Martin Weiss?
That's good. You're right, though. That's a great point.
Yes.
I want to know this. Chris? How many of those quarterbacks ran out of the back of the end zone, saved it from the pick six on the same play?
Well, the pick six is irrelevant because it wasn't a pick six. It was a safety.
I mean,
really, it's just like throwing a pick six where there's a penalty. Yeah, I mean, to me, it wasn't a – look, I'm not trying to defend Jimmy G. It was bad.
Or when like Ford is offsides, right, Chris?
Right. And Jimmy G's – to Rob's point, Jimmy G's career won't be defined by this.
By that, no.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Orlovsky's is.
Trolling everyone, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Lamar Jackson is skyrocketing up the MVP odds. He's got 10 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He's rushed for over 100 yards in back-to-back games. But former Ravens safety Ed Reed said in the interview today, Lamar needs to play smart because if he gets hurt, the Ravens will pay him less. Chris, trolling or rolling, Lamar needs to change his playing style until he gets a contract.
Trolling.
Man, hey.
Nah, I mean, first of all, he's playing great. He wants to win the Super Bowl, and they're in the hunt. There's no doubt. I mean, it's early, but they're playing great. He might win another MVP, which will help his cause for a bigger contract. And we hear it time and time again from players, and I believe it. If you go out there trying to be cautious, you may be more likely to get injured. You can only play the way you play. Now, don't do anything stupid. Don't run into tacklers and try to run people over. But no, I think he's got to play his game.
Yeah, I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, you can't do that. If you start thinking too much out there, you will get hurt. You just got to play and do what comes natural.
All right, real quick, last one. Trolling or rolling, the Jacksonville Jaguars are in a position they aren't used to because they've won the last 2 games by over 20 points. Trevor Lawrence has looked impressive. The Colts and the Titans and the Texans have not. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jacksonville will win the AFC South.
Wow. I'm going to troll it with a little
man.
Hesitation.
Hey,
look good. I'm not trying to hate. Trevor Lawrence is looking better, Rob. But I'm not ready to give it to him just yet. If they're in this position maybe in week 9 or 10, then I might start believing. Or even maybe a little before that. But I'm not ready to go there yet.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
I need to wait till week 17 before I give them any that they're going
to
win
Rob
the division.
See, Rob picked them to get to the Super Bowl recently, so
yeah,
he's still stinging from
I'm
that.
I'm still salty from that, absolutely. You remember, they were leading by 10 in New England against Brady, and they couldn't close the deal.
Right.
You remember that?
Right.
Yeah. How does it feel putting your shekels on Blake Bortles?
You already know. Hey, but he wasn't the reason. That defense gave it up like a $2 whore. I mean, that
oh
was
my
the worst.
God. Oh, wow. On that note, Martin, thank you.
I'm trolling.
Thank you,
that.
Brother.
One.
Oh, it's
man.
Time for Trash Talking Tuesday. Your turn to weigh in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do it. 877-996-6369. Let's go.
Did I do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Rob, Chris, let's do it.
Let's make it happen. Benito in Florida. You're on the Biento, I'm sorry. He's been on before. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Yeah, today I'm trashing Rob G.
Uh-oh.
I'm trashing Rob G for thinking that the NBA is not soft now and that MJ is not the GOAT because he is the GOAT. And he's misrepresenting the young folks because I'm 23 and I know that MJ is the GOAT. So I got to represent the young generation. So, yeah, I'm trashing Rob G on that take earlier.
Love it.
Well
Love it.
Done, Biento. Well
yes.
done.
How you doing down there? Are you good? Where are you in Miami area, right?
I love being putting Rob G in his place.
Did we lose him? Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mitch?
I'm trashing all these pitchers that can't throw, being honest, throwing balls to Aaron Judge. Give him something to hit. Go with your best. But I still say Ohtani wins the MVP.
Nah.
Because what he's Rattleship, doing is
really?
Special. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's been fun. Ted Williams won the MVP, Triple Crown, 2 times. He didn't get the MVP. So why is Aaron Judge, is that his first time getting a Triple Crown, right?
Oh, he's challenging right. Rob's knowledge of the game.
I'm going to let it go. Is that this? No, because I'm
let
not
it go
because
you don't have an answer.
Yeah,
now.
I'm not playing. Supposed to respond. That's why. I would easily. That talk is already.
Rob's
going to
study
sailed.
It and have an answer tomorrow.
Tomorrow when it's not Trash Talking Tuesday. Rich, in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Rich?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm trashing Stephen A. Smith, man.
Oh. Man, he listens to this show. What? Go ahead.
He does, so you be careful.
Yeah. I'm about tired of him, man. Every time he get on air, he got to toot his horn for 5 minutes before he start the show. I mean, damn, I do look good. George Jefferson looking at him. Yo, listen, man. I'm tired of him. What is they doing with this Will Carlton show, man? Oh, man. What's that, man? I don't want calling the cigarettes. Will Carlton, I don't want neither one.
He's just going at everything.
I know. Rich, where are you from
Chris
in New York?
Bob, I love y'all, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate
you, man.
It. Where are you from in New York? Because, man, you got that New York in you.
Brooklyn, where else, yeah. man? Come
okay.
on, man.
I'm from Queens.
Said,
I just want to know.
Good. Why are you mad at Stephen A. for tooting his own horn,
wow,
man?
All right. Hey, MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
Robert Jedediah Parker.
Ooh.
I know he's a Hall of Famer that intended Martin Van Buren with President Martin Van Buren. He also had his uniform shirt retired at Stride Right Shoe Stores, right, Rob? So I have to bring this up. That this week, the NFL power ranking, Lamar was at number 5 for bouncing back the way he did. That you're still not sold on Jalen Hurts. And that Sua and the Dolphins being 3-0, even though that they're 3-0, but you're also not sold on them making a Super Bowl or something. I need to find out or know, is this a weekly power rank or for the season? Let's take it 1 week at a time. And you're fourth, Aaron Rodgers, you can't be number one every week, man. Come on, man. Let's do it.
All right.
MJ.
MJ. Yes, it's a weekly thing. I just want you to know in case you didn't know. TJ in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, TJ?
The Las Vegas Fakers. I mean Raiders fan, excuse me. As a Broncos fan, I know our offense isn't there yet. Like you said, Broussard, it's going to take time, but Raiders fans. You guys have a good night.
Wow. Rob
that
G,
was for
cool
you,
that?
Rob G.
Rob G.
They just killing Rob G tonight.
You were in Hawaii when they lost
heard
the
Rob
third
G's
game, right?
Feeling.
Yeah, I missed that entire game. I was in the air when it happened.
How, when you found out that they lost 0-3, what was your first reaction? What?
I mean, It's hard to be pissed when you're like on a tropical vacation.
Right.
But as I'm driving to the hotel, I can't say I wasn't a little bit angry. You know, like, I don't know how you blow a 20-point lead.
Just be honest, man. You were salty. Your boys are weak.
Is the season over?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
Wow. Your boys are horrible. 3 weeks in, they already out.
Chris, I wish that you were from one city so that we could talk about your team.
Well, hey, I'm not. So
but
I
you
got
claim,
18.
You claim 18.
You claim 18.
So when one of them wins, he's like, yes. That's my team.
Hey,
and when they
that
lose,
is
like,
what
no.
It is. Is it my fault yes. I moved around? Hey,
no, but you can't have circumstances. You can't have
we
9
all play
teams.
The cards we're
tell
dealt.
Tell them, Rob G.
You cannot have that many teams,
pick
Chris.
A team, Chris.
We all play the cards we're dealt.
Uh-huh.
My that's Browns, it. My Browns are great. Baker Mayfield.
Well, and then they get Deshaun Watson. Well, you know I've always been a Saints fan.
You know I'm all right. Exactly.
I was born in Louisiana.
And then he said, well, you know I ate crab
raised
legs, so
in
I'm a
Cincinnati.
Saints guy.
Well, you know I live in Jersey
Cleveland,
now, so I'm going with the Giants. I don't like Jameis Winston anymore.
You know.
And you know I spent my formidable years in L.A., so go Rams.
Right. Well, hey. Hey, congratulate.
Chris lived in South Central and slept in a twin bed.
I did.
Chris Broussard is struggling. You don't know that. I know he looks like he got $1 million. But
exactly.
Chris flies coach and has corded headphones. This is true.
You got corded headphones, Chris?
Why y'all have corded? I'm carrying around a
what is this, 1979?
A handheld.
You got corded headphones?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Chris, get a Bluetooth. Are you kidding? Get a
I actually did tell my wife for my birthday she could get me that.
Yeah, Bose.
So we'll
get some Bose. Get some Bose.
We'll
very
see.
Nice.
All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off. These haters in the house, boy. All right, we got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon up next. And you know what that means. It means fire!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.